Forever, deep in heart Good evening. How are you doing tonight? This is Pat over at Schulte Gale and coming out of Denver tonight. And hopefully you're enjoying the show. I've got a few things going on here. I'm trying to undo this thing, but while I'm doing that, I'll tell you what you just listened to. That was kind of like a little slurry of Celtic women and Celtic woman. We started out with Eileen Ivers, and she played Kitty's Wedding. And I'm looking at the liner notes here. It's a relatively new CD. It's her latest CD called Beyond the Bog Road, and Kitty's Wedding. Eileen talks about some of the Irish and Scottish melodies that came over here, and then they were kind of incorporated into the Americana, in music, and how kind of amusing sometimes, or educational as well sometimes, when there'd be an Irish session going on, they'd be playing these tunes, and then some old-time musicians would come in and they could think of comparable tunes from their tradition and that. So, kind of interesting how that circle of music just, continues on to this day. And then after that, a brand new CD, 80 Reader from Scotland, a beautiful voice. And she's got the best of out now. And, she does, more kind of everything from traditional to contemporary stuff. But she just has a fantastic voice. What we played there was A Fond Kiss. And it is one of the more traditional songs on there. My Love Is Like a Red Rose and Wild Mountainside and that. And then contemporary writers as well, but she does such a fantastic job. So that was the best of Eddie Reader and from Scotland, and highly recommend that. And then we had a Celtic Women were started or finished that one there. And Celtic Woman will be in Celtic Women? Yeah, but Celtic Woman. This is Celtic Woman. They will be back in Colorado this month. They're going to be in a few places. They'll be down up in Greeley on May 27th, and they'll be down in the following night in Colorado Springs. And they'll be in Denver on May 31st. And June 1st, and they'll be down at the Performing Arts Center at the Buell down there. So you can get links to all those venues at CelticWoman.com. That's woman, W-O-M-A-N. And we had the pleasure of having a chat with Mairead Nesbitt, the fiddle player from Celtic Woman. If you've ever seen it on TV or in person, you can picture her in your mind as she's gliding across the stage and the blonde hair flowing, she's quite a sight out there. And one of the things I asked is she had any dance background, because she kind of looks almost like said ballet or something, but no, she says not at all. Just the music just kind of takes her away and does her thing. And she said first and foremost, and she always tells this to anybody who's asking about the movement. She says it's the music first. You got to get the music right and get it right for you. And that's her approach. She has an interesting background. She's from Tipperary there, kind of Midwest Ireland there. And she's got a big traditional background, has won all Ireland, and has been in trad sessions and has you know, growing up and that. But she also has a classical background. Some people in her family have a, you know, classical. So she learned both ways to play. And she, there's different bowing techniques, but she managed to compartmentalize each different technique. And so it kind of lends well and actually, you know, to her uniqueness as a player. So, you know, it was fun that she, you know, she would talk about this and her family's, she's going to be putting out, doing an album with her family this coming year, which should be a lot of fun too. But, so she did one thing too, we talked about, and, you know, when you're in a show like that, whether it's, you know, Riverdance, Lauderdance, you know, Celtic Woman, you know, there, it is a show, and, you know, some of the people playing in it are some things that might be fantastically qualified, traditional, musicians. And that's really been the case over the years. I know many of them have played in those shows, and they can hold their own in any, session or any studio. And, but there's also the component of it being a show. So, you know, you have to kind of balance, the credibility of the music along with entertainment, because you will have people who, you know, will be kind of the more purist on the traditional side, and they'll be, you know, they'd be fine sitting up all night listening to a trad session. And then, of course, then there's people who may have not come from that background or have not, you know, been around long enough to, you know, appreciate the difference between a, you know, real jig or hornpipe or what have you. And so, you know, to some folks like that, they might say, you know, it all sounds alike to me. And so they would need an extra dose of entertainment. So, you know, trying to balance that, she says, it's very difficult, but that's what they strive to do, because they want to please everybody who comes out to the show. And, you know, it's very important to her, she said, and the rest of the girls in the show and everybody involved in the show. And so that's what she strives for. So anyways, it was fun to talk to her. The article is in this month, the May Celtic Connection. So you can pick up a copy of the paper. And if you can't and you can get online somewhere, you can go to CelticConnection.com, and it's up there as well. So let's see. I think what we'll do is we'll play. Let's start out with a little kind of theme thing. I'm trying to throw something together in my pile of music and that. So let's shoot out. Let's go hard out of the tracks here with Wolfstone.
They used to make them tall. I'm a fisherman's son, got fisherman's ways. I fished with my father in my young days. I learned the fine craft of the fisherman's trade. Just to pest my son, so he'll do the same. The sea is my lifeline, the shore is my home.
There you go. You've got the little kind of a C-worthy set there. We started out with Wolfstone and Tall Ships, talking about some of the dormant harbors back home there, or ports there with used to be shipbuilding there in Scotland, but no more. And then we went to a relatively new CD here. It's from a new musical, all-Irish dance show based on a Titanic. It's called Titanic Dance. And it's a really nice CD. There's a lot of, some trad folks have been through here, Alan Kelly and Jim Higgins and a bunch of other ones. I'm just looking at it right now, and I was giving it, checking it out earlier today, and it's really a nice CD. It's called Titanic Dance. It's music from the show, and I guess that's it. I mean, different people playing in it. Guests, singers and musicians. I mean, they got all the, it's a lot of trad stuff in it. It's very, very trad leaning, of course, probably brought up a notch just for, folks who need it. And then the Rankin family, oh boy, I wish they were still you know, poor Jimmy's gone, but you know, I wish they were still around. They just put on a fantastic show. They came here years ago, and I just, it was just really, really amazing. The harmonies of the family and just the talent. I mean, they sang, danced, kind of did it all. So, oh well. Let's see. I think I'll probably, I've got a request here for a song from Johnny Spallone, which is kind of funny because I had an old Nomos CD where he was with the band for a while as the vocalist, but since I had a request, I will go with that. I would just okay, that's what we're going to do for now, and we'll get back. I'll tell you about some upcoming concerts and any other news I can think of.
We used to go was called Ballincollig Castle. It was the most beautiful place. We'd get together in the morning, round up the bicycles. Myself, Dave Murph, Johnny Isaac, Davy Isaac, Brendan Holland, maybe Richie Leonard, Jimmy O'Hay, and we'd ride out of town. The dog running along behind the bicycles in case we got attacked. He was a massive dog. Nobody knew who owned Bozo, but he'd follow those Isaac boys to the ends of the earth. Anyway, we'd stop at the shop and we'd ride out of town, out into the countryside. Well, the sun would be shining, the birds would be singing, out to Ballincollig, up the back road, past the mill, down the hill, through the gap, and there, three fields across, there she stood. Beautiful Ballincollig Castle, all shining in the morning sunlight, all gentle and noble, like an ancient castle from a fairy tale. Well, we took the castle, we defended the castle, we fought and died for Ireland in Ballincollig Castle, we climbed the tower, we lit the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, then the sun climbed high up into the sky and fell down the other side. And that day ended, and the following day ended, and time went by. And next thing, incredibly, unbelievably, I grew to be a man. And I forgot all about that time in Ballincollig Castle until one day, I happened to be out that way. I happened to have some time on my hands. I thought I would go and visit the old castle and see how things stood with her. Well, I drove in my car out to Ballincollig, up the back road, past the mill, down the hill, looking for the castle. No sign of any castle. Out the road, back in the road, I met a man by the side of the road. Where's the castle? Ah, he said. It's very hard to get to it now, he said. Over there, behind the trees. Because, ladies and gentlemen, a great forest of houses had grown in all the fields around Ballincollig since I was a boy. And a great forest of thorn trees had grown all around the old castle itself. Well, I fought my way through the thorns, and scratched and bleeding, I stumbled at last on the old keep. And there she stood, as beautiful as ever. Beautiful Ballincollig Castle, all shining in the morning sunlight, all gentle and noble, like an ancient castle from a fairy tale. About a million crushed and battered beer cans, shining like gold and silver in the morning sunlight, all around her feet. Anyway, I walked around and the memories came rushing back. I was wondering what happened to lads. I climbed the tower and I fell into a dream. And there, in the topmost turret of the topmost tower of Ballincollig Castle, I saw the most beautiful woman you have ever seen lying there on a bed of roses. She opened her eyes. John, she said, I thought you'd never get here. I know, I said, life's been tough, but here I am now. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, at that exact second, a freezing, chilling, knifing, a bitter wind blew through the cold stone, glassless windows of the tower, and I turned around, and she was gone. In a pub in town, and I was introduced to this woman. We were introduced by a poet called Diarmaid O'Dolig. I recognised her instantly as the woman I had glimpsed in my vision in the tower. After that, ladies and gentlemen, we got to know each other, and then eventually we fell in love, slowly but surely. After that, we lived together for a long time. Together, we lived happily ever after. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If there's any lies in it, they can stay there now. All I got for it was a pair of silver wings, a golden crown, and a place in heaven.
Well, that was the Bothy Band off of Donald Lunny's Greatest, off of his greatest hits there. Actually, it's the best of Donald Lunny, and that was when he in his Bothy Band days. And the name of that tune is The Kesh Jig, Give Us a Drink of Water, and the famous Ballymote. So, and then prior to that, we had The Chieftains with special guest Van the Man. You can hear that very distinct voice. And then we had Stockton's Wing, called The Jig Mayhem. And they wrote it in May, so that's what the spelling is, M-A-Y-H-E-M. And the requested song in there, it was John Spillane and the beautiful Ballincollig. And that's off his album, My Dark Rosaline and the Island of Dreams. And that's how we started that one out. So we're getting ready to turn it over to EC and Musica Mundi. We have, it's been fun being your host tonight here at Schulte-Kale. We're here every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. All kinds of different voices you might hear, mine or the awesome Carl Comley or Shay or, well, just a bunch here. Just stay tuned every Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock. And, of course, stay tuned afterwards for Musical Monday because EC and the gang put some really awesome stuff out there for you. Remember this month, you got the Celtic Women coming into Colorado. You can go to their website and get all the dates and links. You've got some... the musical Once is going to be down at the Ellie Calkins Opera House May 24th through 29th. And you've got Brian Clancy playing there up at the Irish Snug every weekend. And Avernine's down at Katie Mullins on the 16th Mall playing down there on the weekends as well. All your stuff to do, just pick up a copy of the Celtic Connection and go up to CelticConnection.com. Roger Hara puts some great music up for you there every month to tell you what's going on around Colorado and around the metro here. Well, we're about to let Boulder have the airwaves here. It's been fun down in Denver. This is Pat signing off at Schulte-Kale. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and streaming live at kgnu.org.